Jared Brown makes the special teams tackle.
In the Kansas City Reese game, it is Reese 6, Kansas City nothing, right before halftime. USA in the T formation, right to left across your radio, white helmets. As Lindenberg tried to go for the handoff, and number 26 for Bad Axe broke right through the line. Tyler Gray with the sack back at the 34-yard line, a loss of 4, now 2nd and 14.
And Bad Axe takes advantage of some confusion by the offensive line as they sort of shifted to the left side for a pitch of some sort. And the middle of the line broke right down, and Tyler Gray took advantage, made a nice tackle on the quarterback.
From the Harbor Beach Brown City game, 7-7 still in the second quarter. Reese leading Kansas City 6-0 right before half. Our game here, USA and Bad Axe. USA leads by 6, 20-14. USA has the ball. I formation in the backfield. And we have a slot receiver to the right. And we have a flag before anything even happened from the sideline judge.
Looks like he's pointing at Bad Axe.
Encroachment on the hatches. Looks like someone lined up offsides. Can't do that. So they'll march off 5 yards for the 29-yard line. To just inside the 40-yard line of the 39, the nose of the football touches the 40-yard line in USA's own territory.
It's a couple penalties on Bad Axe already in this game, just helping out that USA offense that hasn't needed any help so far.
Same formation, pitch out to Brandon Harper to the right. You're humming around the line, back to the line of scrimmage, through the line, gets down to the 45-yard line, finally brought down to the 46. But away from the play, looks like one of the lead blockers, away from the play, may I add you, the flag flies near him as the officials try to work this one out. It's a hold against USA, so don't even look at that last play. Didn't even happen, don't even look at it. As the ball currently is at the 45-yard line. The flag is at the 48-yard line. So they're going to march off 10 from the 40 end of the run to at the 45-yard line down to the 35. So Dave, with those two penalties, we're right back where we started from. Gloria Nightingale and the Roxettes.
Yeah, I guess what goes around comes around. So let's redo it where it should have been right from the get-go.
Receiver wide to the left, and he realized he needs to be inside of the slot. Two men in the backfield, Lindenberg under center. 2nd and 13 to go. Ooh, pitch nice. Out to Harper in the left, and Bad Axe swarms to the ball. Hits him at the line of scrimmage, and he dives forward to the 38-yard line. A 3-yard gain, and now we're back to the original line of scrimmage. 3rd and 10 coming up.
Tommy Morneau makes a tackle for Bad Axe, but not before about three Bad Axe tacklers had Harper in his arms in the backfield, and he shed three of them before Morneau eventually brought him down.
9:35 left in the first half. USA leads by 6, 20-14 over Bad Axe. USA with the ball facing a 3rd and 10 from their own 38-yard line. High formation in the backfield. Lead blocker to the left. It's a handoff to Seth Gangler going on the weak side. Gangler gets down to the 42-yard line, shy of the first down by about 6 yards. And now a 4th and 6 comes up for USA.
Shane Stokin making the tackle for Bad Axe.
Bad Axe ready for the punt. They send one man deep for the punt, number 7, Bailey Hines. He stands at his own 40-yard line. Now number 3, Jared Brown, goes back to meet him as they're backpiling to about the 33. Number 20 for USA, Ryan Millerwise, the junior, is playing this one. Now we have a timeout called by Bad Axe. They want to discuss things before this fourth down gets any further. 8:46 left in the second. USA about to punt 20-14 over Bad Axe.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Go, go.
Fourth down now for USA and 6 yards to go. As they are on their own 48-yard line. Miller Wise ready to punt for USA. The punt's away. Nice looking high punt. And they go for the fair catch at the 35-yard line. Diving in there would be Jared Brown, and no return on that one. And first and 10 for the Hatchets as the defense stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, nice job there by Brown as that ball really dove down on him. Covers it up, because sometimes they fair catch and back away and that ball bounces forward. Did a nice job corralling it right where it was at.
I'm not quite sure, Dave, you watched any of the America's Cup action?
The America's
Cup? It's sailing.
No.
America's Cup.
No,
sailing.
I have not.
It was a battle right down to the end, and actually America was trailing New Zealand by 9 races, and they came back and won. New Zealand was on, and it feels like this game, back and forth the whole way. Neither team giving up, as it's a quarterback keeper up the middle, out to for Morneau, out to the 37-yard line for a 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8.
Number 72, Brendan Ballard, making his first tackle of the night.
And Oracle Team USA in sailing came back and won on the last day in that. And neither team here giving up. Both teams moving the ball quite well. 2nd and 8 for Bad Axe. Spread formation, labor in motion. As a handoff to number 24, Matt McVay in the backfield. He's out to the 39-yard line. Another gain of 2 yards. Now 3rd and 6 for the Hatchets. The first down markers at their own 45-yard line. Left to right across the radio.
Nathan Milkey first to make the tackle.
Tyman Morneau getting the play call from the sidelines of Bad Axe. Kelly Durr calling the plays for this Bad Axe offense. Mark Minetti, your head coach. For USA head coach, Jason Beagle. Bad Axe comes up to the line. Sends Tyler Labor wide to the right. Two wide each way. Now man in motion, Jared Brown. It's a quarterback keeper to the right side. Pass, gets the first down, pass midfield, and gets tackled all the way down to the USA 47-yard line. This actually, he's at the 48-yard line according to the spot. 1st and 10 for Bad Axe.
Brandon Harper eventually run him down.
1st and 10 for Bad Axe. After a 13-yard gain. Screen pass to the left to Jared Brown. Gets close to the first down marker across the 40-yard line. They say he's down inbounds as the clock continues to go. And he is a 2 yards short of the first down, so an 8-yard reception. For Bad Axe is number 3, Jared Brown. Brings up 2nd and 2.
Yeah, there's that screen pass we've been waiting for. They've shied away from him since the interception. Good to see him go back to it here.
And going up with a hurry-up offense. Tommy Morneau up the middle. Looks like he has the first down by about a yard down to the USA 37-yard line. He has the first down by 2 yards, a 3-yard gain. For Tommy Morneau, and Bad Axe still moving the chains.
The senior 56, Zach Kaler with the tackle.
6:30 left in the first half. Bad Axe with the ball, trying to even this game up. Time or no with the keeper, and he's caught in the backfield, whipped down by a couple USA defenders. No gain in the play.
Yeah, the first one there was number 72, Ballard.
Brendan Ballard, 6'6", 300 pounds. Tough to get much by him. Working in just inside the left hash. Morneau screen pass to the left. It was actually tipped on the way out by that Mr. Ballard out there. Pass was intended to number 20. Actually, that's the wrong team. I apologize on that. We have a flag on the play on the far sideline.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct is the call against Bad Axe. So this is going to march him back 15 yards from the spot of the from the line of scrimmage after the play. So now it's a 2nd and 25 yards for Bad Axe, back into their own territory at their 49-yard line.
Yeah, those are the unnecessary penalties, drive killers, really. And now they have